Welcome, one and all, to Inspiration Sounds. Wherever you are, I hope you are well. This is episode 31. I'm Budsamudra Knox, your host for today's show. Today we delve into the Indian epic, the Mahabharata. Mahabharata means Great India or India the Sublime. It is an unparalleled, vast text, six times the size of the Iliad and the Odyssey combined. Its depth, scope, and sheer magnitude is best summarized, I feel, by one quotation from the beginning of its first section. What is found here may be found elsewhere. What is not found here will not be found elsewhere. In it, one will also find the significant and all-illumining Bhagavad Gita, the Song Celestial. However, the main story of the Mahabharata revolves around a giant rivalry between two parties of cousins. This deep-seated rivalry came to its close at the end of the Battle of Kurukshetra. Today's stories are Sri Chinmoy's interpretations of scenes that are very well known to many people. As a child growing up in India, these tales were related to him mainly by his mother. And I hope you enjoy these stories from the heart of the world. I'm Budsamudra. The Source, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. We all know that the Gita comes from the Mahabharata, India's greatest epic. There was a great sage named Vyasa. His father's name was Parasara. Once the sage Vyasa was deeply inspired to write an epic, but he found that it was impossible for him to write down the whole epic, so he prayed to Brahma, the creator. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, our trinity. Brahma, the creator. Vishnu, the preserver. Shiva, the destroyer. Vyasa prayed to Brahma, and Brahma descended in human form. The sage said to Brahma, "Please send me someone who can write down what I say." Brahma said, "Well, there is only one person on earth who can do that, and that is Ganapati. You invoke him. He can take down your dictation." So he invoked Ganapati, the son of Lord Shiva. Ganapati came and agreed to write on one condition. The condition was that Vyasa could not pause. He had to dictate continuously without interruption. If he hesitated or if he paused, then Ganapati would leave him. Vyasa consented and said, "Now, I also want to dictate to you on one condition, and that condition is that unless and until you know the meaning of what I dictate, you will not write. You have to wait and ask me if there is anything that you do not comprehend." Vyasa was very clever. He thought that he would use complex sentences and it would take time for Ganapati to understand them. And in the meantime, he would be able to get more inspiration and get ready for dictation. Thus, the Mahabharata was composed. Ashwatthama surrenders his crown. Written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. In the Battle of Kurukshetra, the Pandavas and Kauravas had a rule that they would only fight during the day. Unfortunately, one night the Kauravas broke this rule. After the death of his father Dronacharya, Ashwatthama entered into the tent of the Pandavas and killed the five sons of Draupadi. When Draupadi found that her sons had been killed, she cried and cried bitterly. She told Bhima, "Bhima, I am not going to eat any more until you kill Ashwatthama and bring his crown to me. If you cannot do this, then I will starve. I will sit here and do nothing until you do my bidding." Bhima ran out to kill Ashwatthama, with Yudhishthira and Arjuna following closely. They heard that Ashwatthama was hiding on the bank of the Ganges, pretending to meditate amongst the sages there. He had taken the disguise of a sage and sat near Vyasa. With great difficulty, Bhima, Arjuna and Yudhishthira found him. As they approached, Ashwatthama took out his most dangerous arrow, the Brahmashira. Arjuna also had this same arrow. Before Ashwatthama and Arjuna began battle with these dangerous arrows, the great sages Narada and Vyasa, as well as many others, stood up and said, "Stop! Stop! Withdraw those arrows! Otherwise people, thousands of people will be killed. You can't do that. You must have some compassion for innocent mankind." Arjuna said, "I am ready to withdraw, because I don't want to kill unnecessarily, especially not innocent people." Ashwatthama said, "I will also withdraw." Arjuna was able to withdraw his arrow because of his spirituality. He had practiced spirituality for so many years and had become good in hundreds of ways. But Ashwatthama could not withdraw his arrow, and it killed Arjuna's grandson. Everyone cried. They were in a sea of tears. But Sri Krishna smiled and, with his yogic power, revived Arjuna's grandson. Bhima had not forgotten Draupadi's request and said, "You are the loser. Arjuna defeated you by bringing back his arrow. You are now at our mercy. Give us your crown. If you do not do this, we shall kill you here and now." Poor Ashwatthama, what could he do? So he gave his crown to Bhima, and Bhima took it to Draupadi. Draupadi's grief diminished a small amount because she saw that the pride and glory of Ashwatthama had fallen. She placed the crown on Yudhishthira's head, saying, "You deserve this. You are the head of the Pandava family. If I see this crown on you, I will be happy because it means we have conquered him and he has surrendered to us." Yudhishthira said, "If that makes you happy, I will wear it. But remember that it is painful for me to wear his crown because he is wicked to the backbone. He cruelly killed our children at night." Draupadi said, "You are right. You are right. Now that Bhima has brought us the crown, let us throw it out. We don't need it. His pride is at our feet. Let us throw the crown away." A great hero and the result of his one single lie. Written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. I wish to tell you a sad story. Durvasa thought that he had conquered everything. He said, "I have conquered anger. I have conquered passion. I have conquered everything. There is nothing left for me to conquer." Then one day, when he was meditating, a fly came and sat on his shoulder. Durvasa flew into a rage. He, who was so powerful, became very angry with the fly and said, "I have the power to destroy the world. How dare you sit on my shoulder?" The fly flew away and took the help of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva came to him and said, "Durvasa, you have conquered everything, yet a fly can sit on your shoulder and you become angry?" Durvasa was most powerful. He had spiritual power and occult power, but he had never conquered his anger. In the Mahabharata, there are many authentic stories of his cursing people in season and out of season. His blessings, too, were very irrational. At times, he used to bless people, but very often it was more of a curse. His very blessing was a curse. Now, the mother of the great hero of the Gita, Arjuna, was Kunti. Kunti came of a royal family, and when she was young and unmarried, a virgin, it happened that Durvasa came to her father's palace, and she served him. Durvasa was so pleased with her that he immediately said, "I shall grant you a boon." She replied,
"Oh, thank you. I will be so happy."
"All right. The boon is that soon you will be the mother of a great hero." This was the blessing. Kunti was unmarried, and this was his boon. She said,
"Now I am unmarried. How can I become the mother of someone?"
But poor Kunti had a child. As it was illegitimate, she placed the child into a casket and threw it into a river. The river flowed by and took the baby into the hands of an ordinary, common person, a charioteer named Adhirat. Adhirat brought up the child, Karna. He grew up to be the great Karna, as powerful as Arjuna. Finally, Arjuna and Karna had to fight against each other on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Karna was one of the greatest heroes in those days, but he did not know who his mother was. When the battle of Kurukshetra was taking place, Kunti came to him at the last moment, crying,
"My son, you are fighting against another of my sons. I want both of you, you and Arjuna, as well as my other sons, to stay together."
Karna said, "Now it is too late. I cannot do that. You have 5 sons, and if you consider me as your 6th son, then I tell you that when the battle is over, you will have your 5 sons.
"How?"
cried Kunti. "Either Arjuna will kill me, or I shall kill Arjuna. I will not touch the rest of the brothers. The world knows that you have 5 sons, and you will keep your 5 sons. We know that in the Kurukshetra war, Karna was killed by Arjuna. He was killed because he once told a lie about his caste. Adhirat, who brought him up, was not a Kshatriya. So Karna was not considered to be of Kshatriya origin. For this reason, the great archers and others did not want to teach him. They said, "You do not come from a Kshatriya family. We cannot teach you. You come from a low caste." Finally, he went to Parashuram, one of India's greatest archers, and when Parashuram asked him his caste, he said, I come from a Kshatriya family." Parashuram believed him and taught him archery, so Karna became a great warrior. Then it happened that one afternoon, while Parashuram was taking a siesta with his head resting on Karna's lap, Karna was stung by a scorpion. Karna's whole thigh began to bleed profusely, but he thought that, as his master was fast asleep, he would wake him if he made a noise, so he kept quiet and didn't kill the scorpion. After a while, his master awoke and saw the situation. He said, "You didn't kill the scorpion. You have told me a lie. A Kshatriya cannot tolerate this kind of thing. Your thigh is bleeding profusely, and if you were a Kshatriya, you would have killed the scorpion immediately. But you are not a Kshatriya. You come of the Sudra caste. You are a man of service. You can never be a Kshatriya. You can never be a warrior. You told me a lie. At the time of your need, your deepest need, you will forget the secret of applying your greatest weapon." Now we see how this happened in the battle of Kurukshetra, when Karna was fighting against Arjuna. Karna had the most powerful weapon which nobody on earth could overcome. He thought that he would utilize it only against Arjuna in the battlefield, and not against anybody else. He said, "I shall use this weapon only against Arjuna." But in the battlefield, Gatukacha, a son of Bhima, Arjuna's brother, was killing hundreds of warriors on Kana's side. He started coming closer to Kana, and when he was about to kill Kana, Kana said, "Now I have this powerful weapon given to me by Parashuram. With this, I can kill anybody on earth. Why do I not use it?" So he used it, and he killed Bhima's son. Then when he came to fight Arjuna, he was powerless and was killed by Arjuna. You see how Parashuram's prophecy came true. You also see how Kana's prophecy came true. 5 sons of Kunti remained alive. Ashwasen tries to avenge his father. Written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. There was a snake-like man named Takshaka. Agni begged Arjuna and Krishna to destroy the forest, Gandhava, where Takshaka happened to live. They listened to his request and destroyed whoever and whatever was living in the forest. Takshaka and his wife were killed, but their son Ashwasen, who was just a little baby at the time, escaped. Indra, who was guarding the forest when Krishna and Arjuna began their destruction, created a great gust of wind which compelled Arjuna to swoon for a few seconds. In this brief time, Indra helped Ashwasen to escape. Ashwasen grew into a mature boy. In the battle when Kana, the great hero of the Kauravas, was fighting against Arjuna, Ashwasen entered into Kana's arrow in the form of a snake. Kana, however, was not aware of this. Even as the arrow was being aimed at Arjuna, Krishna could see that it was a most dangerous arrow. When Kana shot the arrow, Krishna pressed Arjuna's chariot 1 foot down into the earth. The arrow pierced Arjuna's golden crown, totally destroying it, but Arjuna was quite safe. Ashwasen, the snake, came to Kana and said, "It was I who entered into your arrow to kill Arjuna. Now please use me once again." "It is beneath my dignity to use the same kind of arrow twice for Arjuna," said Kana. "I will not use it." "If you do not want to use my help inside your arrow, then let me go and kill Arjuna myself," pleaded Ashwasen. So Ashwasen went and tried to kill Arjuna, but he was killed by Arjuna instead, for Arjuna was an infinitely superior archer. This is what Krishna, the knower of everything, the knower of all, can do. Had Krishna not been in Arjuna's chariot, Arjuna's head would have been cut to pieces by Kana's arrow. So the Lord will always take care of his dear ones. Thank you for listening to Inspiration Sounds. This has been episode 31 and a special on the stories from the Mahabharata. Now next week, listeners, we shall have an eclectic mix of stories for you. Some sad, some funny, some serious, some joyful, some long, some short. It'll be almost like a rather large bag of lollies. Different sizes, different shapes, different colours. But ultimately, all of the stories will be sweet, full of goodness, and I hope they will be able to put a little smile on your face. Anyway, I'm excited already, by the way. But for now, we have to go. I hope you have a great week. It's been fun. I look forward to your company next time. I'm Budsamudra. Goodbye.